Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. This portion of the program is brought to you by IKEA. I wanted to mention a couple of places if you are looking for a meal as you're suffering in the North Bay fires. Amy's Drive-Thru in Rohnert Park is doing free meals to anyone evacuated. If you choose to pay for an evacuee's meal, 100% of that money will be donated to help in the effort. Ah. I know. It's nice. Let's see. Mystic Theater in McNear's is doing, let's see, they're doing breakfast and they're doing like a lunch, soup and sandwiches. And they can deliver even, make meals to go. And all these, there's actually quite a long list of people who are offering meals to people who have been evacuated, meals and water. And if you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, we posted a couple things, long lists of resources, and you can find them there at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. IKEA family members get 15% off kitchens, $1,500 or more, now through November 19th. Visit an IKEA store or IKEA.com. Some restrictions apply. That's funny. That's one of my favorite things to do at IKEA. Go hang out in the kitchen section.
And eat your meatballs?
You can't eat in the regular store. You have to eat in the dining room. But they have all these kitchens set up in there. And
so you're saying you order your food from the restaurant and you go and eat it in the kitchen, the phony kitchen displays?
No, I just go hang out in the kitchen displays. You can't. You've got to eat in the dining room.
Have you tried to eat it in the kitchen
display
area?
I don't believe I've ever.
That sounds like fun, actually.
I don't believe I've ever tried to leave the dining
area. The cafeteria area?
Yeah. I don't know if they let you walk out with your tray.
I go to the living room section and get on a lazy boy or whatever.
Yeah.
And eat your meatballs.
They actually have dining rooms set up. I suppose I could go over and just plug it down at the table, you know.
Have some friends over.
Sure. Hey,
I know. We should try to have a party.
Do you guys say that there's a company or someone's making little
A YouTube soap opera called like IKEA Nights or something.
Didn't they get kicked out?
They have been a few times, but they go in there and they've got like a mini
crew.
I would
love to do that.
It's really funny. And they just, you know,
so fun.
They're acting out these scenes and occasionally like a shopper, a confused looking shopper walks through the bedroom that they're having this thing in. They just ignore them.
It's good for business.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Place is great. I love IKEA. All right. Well, Harvey Weinstein is bringing sexism in Hollywood to light. So I am going to do kind of a Harvey Weinstein roundup a little later. But right now I want to talk about Ben Affleck kind of stepped in it. You know, sometimes you should just be quiet, especially if you've got some stuff. Maybe he just didn't remember that he has some stuff. So yesterday or 2 days ago, maybe he had texted something like that. He was saddened and disgusted by Harvey's behavior. And then people started calling him out. Rose McGowan was first. And she said something along the lines of, I told you about this and you said to my face, God damn it, I told him to stop that stuff. Don't act like you didn't know. And then someone else, I guess there was a girl named Hillary Burton. She's an actress now. And she was on One Tree Hill at the time. So this was like, I don't know, 2003. She was guest hosting MTV's TRL. And he reached her on live TV, kind of had his arm around her, reached around to the opposite side and honk, honk on her boob. And I, you know, she laughed about it at the time because what are you going to do? You're on live TV. I guess maybe, you know, smacking the guy and giving him a shove maybe isn't the first thing that occurs to you.
Because, you just go, ha, ha, stop. Yeah,
But somebody reminded her of that and she said, I didn't forget about that. And Ben is apologizing for that.
She's also come out now and said, okay, you guys are making too much of this, too. Like, it went full circle.
Yes,
like,
it
she
did.
Said, yeah, that happened to me. And then she went, okay, but you guys, it's okay.
I don't need to be, raised to this level.
Do you want to see the reach around here?
Yeah, so here's the video of that. And then there's video of her talking about it after. So she's kind of laughing about it, but she says here, I didn't enjoy it. I had to laugh back then so I wouldn't cry. Ben apologized yesterday, saying on Twitter, I acted inappropriately toward Ms. Burton, and I sincerely apologize. She's best known for playing Peyton on One Tree Hill from 03 to 09. She is on the Lethal Weapon TV series right now.
Yeah.
She plays a DEA agent, Karen Palmer, and she's pregnant with her second child with Jeffrey Dean Morgan. That's the guy, Negan, from The Walking Dead. Let's see. The wife of comedian John Mulaney says Ben very inappropriately touched her at a Golden Globes party in 2014. And I guess there's video of him getting creepy with like a Canadian reporter. Do you have this? He asks her to sit on his lap and wiggle around and take her top off. And
I do. Yeah, it's a little long. I'm going to play the censored version on audio and I'll roll the camera.
Jesus. So this is 04.
Now we know why some people don't talk about Harvey Weinstein. It backfires.
Right. Oh, and here's everything inappropriate you've ever done.
Yeah.
Jesus, Ben.
Are you saddened and disgusted? The girl, by the way.
Who is that?
It's some Canadian entertainment reporter. She says it was all an act and she enjoyed it and she's not a victim.
He sounds buzzed.
Ugh,
whoa.
Gross. Ugh. That's just even the way she doesn't seem super psyched about it. She's saying she was not a victim.
Well, I don't know.
It's a little gross, though.
That seems like a weird. So he's out promoting a movie. And that's what
that must be. What that is
happened,
right? Anyway, there's that.
Seemed belligerent, didn't it?
Yeah.
It
did.
Since you're talking about Twitter, I did some research about Rose McGowan.
So let me set this up. Okay. Rose McGowan has been kicked off Twitter. She went on Instagram to say, I've been kicked off Twitter. So I don't know.
Temporarily.
Suspended. Yeah. Suspended. Yeah. So there must have been some particular tweet, which could be the F.U. Ben Affleck tweet, but that's still up.
So from the Huffington Post, it's really clear that no one knows what specific thing activated Twitter's suspension network to suspend her. They don't know. They reached out to Twitter to say, what did Rose McGowan do? Twitter hasn't gotten back to the Huffington Post. And so no one knows why she's been suspended.
No one screenshotted it or has any idea what the offensive thing was.
They're saying that she violated the Twitter rules.
Which could be anything.
Yeah.
Right.
So I read something and I couldn't, in the article that I read, which showed it was about her losing her Twitter for 12 hours or whatever, the suspension. And then it showed some of the tweets and then jammed in there was some kind of letter. And I don't know if it was from her, a past letter she'd written, but it looked like it was a snapshot of a phone too. So I don't know what it came off of. But it was someone saying, I will never work with this person. And it looked like it may have been from years ago. Mm-hmm. I will never work with that guy again. And here's the and then it name called a bunch of people for what their part in this incident was. And I don't know if it was Rose's letter that she was tweeting out or someone else's letter.
See if you can find that on her feed. They didn't take down a lot of the stuff that she's tweeted recently.
Yeah, all of her stuff
sure.
is still there.
Maybe it had to do with certain names that were called out, allegations she was making in that photo he's talking about.
Where'd you see that?
I'll find it for you guys.
While we wait on that, and we'll revisit that coming up. Jimmy Kimmel hosted The Man Show from 1999 to 03. And now there's, you know, people are saying, well, Jimmy Kimmel should be called out too.
Oh, wow.
So this show was The Man Show. It was a comedy from a blatantly stereotypical male perspective. One of its trademark bits was women in bikinis jumping on trampolines.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, that was what it was. Nobody had a gun on the women. They just said, hey, we'll pay you to jump on the trampoline. And the
ha ha. Funny, you know, funny.
Hilarious. So someone decided to repost an old skit Jimmy did where he went out on the street and asked women to guess what was in his pants by feeling it. And he told one woman, maybe it would be easier if you put your mouth on it. He told another one, "You're going to make a fine wife." And at the end of the skit, he revealed what was in his pants. It was a zucchini with apparently a rubber band around it. I'm not sure what the rubber band was all about. But
condom?
Yeah.
I guess. The guy who posted this is trying to paint Jimmy as like a Weinstein-esque monster who takes on healthcare, gun control, and other issues, and that all his takes on those should be nullified because he's done this horrible thing in the past. But this was a comedy sketch. No one was being forced to do anything.
All out in the open.
They all signed releases and said, yeah, you can put what I'm about to do on national television. It wasn't, I mean, I just think that this guy's not really seeing the context.
Who is this guy?
Some dude who posted this thing.
Oh.
They do not name him.
So maybe he's just pissed at Jimmy for some reason.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he doesn't like his take on gun control.
I think it's just, it's more of the Ben Affleck thing. As soon as someone jumps into the mix, they take a look at, wait, what are you talking about?
Right.
There's no doubt that when Hillary Clinton comes out and says Harvey Weinstein's a monster for hitting, everyone's like, your husband has been dragged through the mud. Not just Monica. The list is long of people who said, that guy grabbed me.
Right.
And there you are with him.
And you've accepted his money over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not trying to turn this into that, you know, switch gears, but God, everybody seems to, who jumps into it, find themselves going, okay,
I should have just been quiet. I should have just piped down.
Well, and so?
And so what?
Well, everyone's saying, you guys didn't say anything about Harvey before. Maybe everyone didn't say anything because they don't want this backlash on them.
Right. Oh, God, it's all over me. Jesus.
I know that Katzenberg, did you see the letter he wrote?
I didn't. What does that say?
I guess Jeffrey Katzenberg is one of the huge film studio heads forever. And he's known Weinstein for 30 years. And when Weinstein sent out that letter saying, I need you guys to write my board right now and back me up.
He was one
of the recipients. Katzenberg is one of the guys who got the letter, looked at it. He said that he reviewed the letter, sat there not knowing what to do, showed it to other people trying to figure out. And they all advised him, you have to respond one way or another. And Katzenberg sat there and decided how to respond and wrote back and you can find
he
what.
He says, you have done terrible things. This is just
Katzenberg,
a small quote.
To Harvey Weinstein.
You have done terrible things to a number of women over a period of years. The mogul wrote to his friend of three decades.
Well, the letter's there and it's not that long. So it's something you can read in your next break if you feel like revisiting. But
I see it here. I'll print it out.
Okay.
It's
great.
Not that long, but he's pretty
tough
quick to say.
Him.
Well, he just goes, I, you know, not only are you wrong in the behavior you've shown in the past, it's clear there are two of you because I know someone completely different from the person that's coming out in the news today. I also feel like your reaction to it has been horrible and you've made a bad situation worse. And he says,
I'll read it if you
want.
Yeah,
it's not that long.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Harvey, here's the bottom line. You stated in your email below that there are a lot of allegations are false, as you know. Well, actually, I don't know. And given the timing of the circumstances, I have no way of knowing. However, you yourself, in your quotes, have acknowledged that you have behaved inappropriately. So it seems to me that we are now down to degrees of horrible. You have done horrible things to a number of women over a period of years. I cannot in any way say this is okay with me. It's not at all, and I am sickened by it, angry with you, and incredibly disappointed to you. A couple more here. There appears to be two Harvey Weinsteins, one that I have known well, appreciated, and admired and another that I have not known at all. As someone who has been a friend of yours for 30 years, I'm available to give you advice on how it is to at least try to make amends. If possible, address those that you've wronged and just possibly find a path to heal and redeem yourself. Having watched your reactions, seen the actions you have taken, and read your statement, I will tell you, in my opinion, you have gone about this all the wrong way, and you are continuing to make a horrible set of circumstances even worse. I doubt this is what you want to hear from me, and most likely you aren't interested in my advice, but this is the way I see it. I remain available.
Well, that's what the best you can hope for from a friend when you've done
straight on.
Yeah, that was pretty. How did that get released into the world?
He sent it out.
He just, that was his answer. Instead of a private answer, he just, here's my.
This is from the Hollywood Reporter.
Oh.
It's signed JK.
JK.
Just kidding.
I know. That's what I first, I was going to say that right now, but Jeffrey Katzenberg.
All right. So we'll do a big, I have a bunch of more. I know. It's super gross. It's so funny. Yep. We use this, we have this. These people that we get a whole feed from in the morning, and they've titled the whole Harvey Weinstein section. Harvey Weinstein is a disgusting pig, page 1 of 3, page 2 of 3, page yeah. 3 of 3. It's actually...
That's the first thing I said. Pig. What a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And that's insulting pigs, by the way.
Right. Poor pigs. What did they do?
No. Give us bacon.
Yeah. Thanks, you guys. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The Boy Scouts
oh.
make the news. Mm. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by the Golden State Warriors. If you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page at RadioAlice.com, we have posted a whole bunch of information about ways that you can help in the fire, places to drop off goods, what's happening with schools and closures, and an overview of the fires. CAL FIRE has a map that includes information on containment, and there's links to all of that at our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So check that out. For a limited time, get seats to select early season Warriors games and pay no ticket fees. Offer ends Thursday at 10 a.m. That would be today at 10 a.m. Go to warriors.com.
Hey, oh, yes. Sorry, real quick. I remembered, sorry. There's an email I got regarding the Warriors last night.
Okay.
They're donating $450,000.
Oh.
To victims.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Les Schwab. They did a good Yay! Thing yesterday and helped our Yuzette out as she brought up some supplies.
Jesse and Jason, 1600 Santa Rosa Avenue.
For the people in need.
So they're a location where drop-offs can happen, yes. and they're doing collections.
Mm-hmm. Now, as I mentioned that, one of the things a lot of people were writing in, even as we talked about you guys going up and making donations, people are writing, do not come up here. We don't need the roads clogged. So that's one of the problems. Someone even wrote, my wife went up there to help and the Red Cross was like not nice to her as they were trying to tell her to beat it. And it's just they're really not in a situation where you can show up ready to help.
Right. There are sign-up sheets. There are links to those as well at our the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And it's not just the Red Cross who needs volunteers. They're filled, but there's sign-up sheets. They'll call you when they need you. And then you're like a sanctioned person in the area. But don't be upset if someone's rude to you if you show up and now they've got to deal with you on top of everything else that they're dealing with.
I called ahead. I called several places
yep.
and was told the same thing, but called ahead, talked to these folks, and they said, come on down.
Yep. So.
No, it's all good. I think we just need to get the info out there yep. that, you know, as you are best of intentions,
absolutely.
You probably aren't best needed. And someone also wrote, and I agree with this, you know, after the fires are out and they're not nearly there, I read it on my couch this morning at 3 a.m., 0% contained. They just was a list. I can't even do it here because it's a list of 0%, 0%, 0%, 2%. Couple of them are over 50%, but more are 0%.
Just burning out of control.
Right.
But at your, you were about to say, it sounds like after the fact, that's when they're going to need some help.
Yeah. So once all the cameras have left and the fires are out, those people will still be homeless.
Right.
And that's when we can all do a lot more good.
Mm-hmm. So sign up, and then you'll be ready and available when they need you.
So there's that. Let me begin with, there are 22 fires burning in the state. Most of them right up there.
Yeah. Kind of that way.
That way.
Well, actually, I guess kind of that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that way. I got it right the first time, Clarky.
You're amazing. Your sense of direction is astounding. No wonder you never get lost.
But yet it keeps moving farther away.
I know. It's weird.
on top of the fire damage, and it's extensive. I'm not playing that down at all, but the air quality is also awful. Not only
horrible.
Where the fires are happening, but way beyond, 100 miles and more away.
It just banks up in these valleys and sits there.
There are five more school districts announcing closures today due to air quality. That's five more than already have announced closures. So you're going to want to check that before you take the kids and drop them off today. That may be one of those calls you get. Or unfortunately, there you'll be realizing, turn it around and find alternative plans for daycare.
And again, we have a list of school closures on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Also, the evacuations continue to happen everywhere. Calistoga, I think, is completely evacuated now. Sonoma, Napa, they're all announcements in the moment. Another one. Again, a long list. There'll be more wind today as well, which isn't helpful.
Mm-mm.
So that could be a problem. As far as the masks go, which everyone needs, and it seems they are in short number, if you can find those, that may be one way to help. If you can buy the mask, the N95 and the N100,
mm-hmm. Right.
They're made by Grainger and 3M, but they're the ones that will actually help with the particulate matter that you're breathing and that you shouldn't be.
Right.
I don't know how we can get all those up there, but I'm going to go try and buy some today, too. And then however we can get them north and distributed.
Right.
There's a, if you do that, there's a place sort of in our area, Burlingame, that is making a run on Saturday.
Okay.
So if you do that, Vinny, we can get them to
It's
an EMT location office that is going up there.
I'm also noticing now there have been a few events planned. There are always events planned in the Bay Area. That's one of the beautiful things about this area is there's always something to do. There was a huge bike event that our Carmella had scheduled for this upcoming weekend. That's been canceled, in case you were wondering. I can't think of the name of it, but that's
here,
canceled.
Here? There's
up north in Napa,
of
all the things. She'd sent me a letter 3 weeks ago saying, hey, we got an event if you could promote it week of. And I wrote her, I don't know, Tuesday and was like, this is canceled, right? And got that back. Also, a half marathon planned for here in San Francisco, canceled. The air's no good.
No.
So and Hooman, the other...
Yeah, I was going to run Tough Mudder in Sonoma. That got canceled as well. So I had a team and everything. I was excited, but the air quality... like, I'll have lung cancer or something at the end of that, you know, 4-hour race.
Right. Most stuff is being canceled, including flights. So you want to check those, too. One in four flights are delayed. There have been 80 cancellations at SFO due to smoke. Mm-hmm. So that's another effect of the Bay Area, Northern California fire season. I think that gets us for the most... I mean, and I'm sorry... That doesn't get us current. The death toll now stands at 23 and still over 100 people missing. So that's the latest on that. Again, you can go to our Facebook. Is that where the info is? To get all
Sarah
the updated information. Sarah and Vinny on Facebook. And I believe Facebook's back up and running, right?
Yeah.
Remember
what
all
was...
those reports? I don't know.
Mine wasn't down.
Mine
so I don't
worked
know.
Fine too. The story ended up being some people are reporting they can't get on Facebook or Instagram, but as we heard, all of the servers burned up. I don't know. I don't
apparently
think that's
not the case.
So, all right, moving on. According to a new survey by Pew Research Center, 42% of Americans are now single. That's up from 39% just a decade ago, which is a pretty big jump. They also found women are more likely than men to be single.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is it an age range thing and a...
don't have age ranges here. They just...
Did they count you as, like, are you counted as single?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
So just being in a relationship, not necessarily being married.
there's no way they could classify me as single. So right. that I would say your research is so deeply flawed if you tried to
call
include me as single.
All right.
I'm not. I live with some lady.
Yeah.
We have a kid.
Yeah. And a house.
Right.
Couple houses.
So I don't know what that says about our society. I know there are a lot of women out there. I should say a lot of people I know that are female, that are single, that are looking and cannot connect. And I don't know what that says. I remember this conversation I had with a lady. We were out to eat with one of my lady's coworkers or something. And she was like, guys do not want to be boyfriends. They want to hang.
Sure.
They want to bone.
Yeah. Let's
they
do that.
Absolutely do not want to meet your mom or hang
or go away with you for the weekend.
Or go anywhere. They have their full on lives all set.
How about
they,
my kids?
They
you
only
meet my
allow
kids?
Nah, like,
I don't wanna, thanks.
Just for dates. Just for now. Sure. Just for tonight.
You're
just
someone to hang out with.
And even if I hang out with you all the time, your parents, who cares?
That just don't want to be.
I think less and less people are really looking for that, apparently. That's what that seems to indicate.
Yeah.
So you're going to pay for my meal, my drinks?
I guess that's what you'll get one night.
Right?
It all ends here. Bye. Mm-hmm. Is that good enough?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if I was single right now, it would be, you know, or if I'd never been married and was out there looking, that might be very depressing. Huh. I don't know if it's all right, Vinny.
Yeah, I very much believe in the positive of being
a couple,
of having a partner.
Yeah.
I very much believe in that. I also see the downsides, unfortunately.
Well, there's no more dating.
No, well...
So
is that it?
That's one of the downsides.
No, there are for sure compromises that you...
Every temptation that comes your way cannot be acted upon.
Really, I'm talking about surfing, but you know, I mean,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, I see.
Your other love.
Right.
Your true love.
Yep, you can't date surfing anymore.
So you're going to be mad if I... Okay. Mm. No, I wanted to do this. Let's go do this.
Yeah. Well, that's more having the kid. I'm sure you surfed plenty when you, although you did have some boyfriend obligations.
Oh, there's
there.
Boyfriend obligations. Sure. There are always boyfriend, and that's why these guys don't want to do it. I get it.
I'm going to go surfing.
You want me to do what?
Yeah.
The best and worst food cities in America, San Francisco, number one.
Oh, that is
the
so?
Best food city in America.
It is a good place for food.
Portland, Oregon came in second. New York City, third.
Oh.
L.A. and Miami.
Miami?
Huh. Miami, that's a right. pretty big
sure,
poppin'
it's a big
city. It's not my style, but, you know.
Yeah, I just don't really think of food when I think of neon and suntan lotion.
Right. Anyway, congratulations. They use 24 different factors, including grocery prices, retail, restaurant costs and taxes, food trucks per capita.
Oh, food trucks.
Restaurant star ratings, ice cream shops, coffee shops, breweries, and even food festivals and cooking schools in San Francisco. Mm. Number one.
Food trucks. Yeah, duh.
That's great.
Food trucks have had... Remember when you were a kid and the food truck would pull up where you worked?
The Roach Coach?
Right. It was just like, yeah. Oh, God. You know, buy a soda and a bag of chips because everything else looks super dicey. And now you're like, a food truck? Let's go see what kind of special thing they have.
Well, they're expensive.
Yeah. Well, and there's a long line.
Yeah.
They're gourmet, though.
They are.
Yeah. I mean, down the street, Bryn, is it Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Yep.
They all park there?
Yeah, they park there.
So you can pick your poison.
People are lined up.
Yeah.
And they alternate trucks too every week. They change up what they're going to bring.
Oh.
You can go online and go, oh, what's for lunch today? Which truck
is there's
there?
Like a food truck website where you can see, I see. Oh. Mm-hmm.
No more badly heated microwave burrito. Can you put this back in?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The center is still frozen.
What made you think that was okay? How about a fast fact?
Okay, I love a fast fact.
People search for large boobs on Pornhub 10 times more than small boobs.
Huh, that's strange.
Is it?
Hooman.
Why is that funny, Hooman?
I don't know. It just, it seems like the go-to, you know. You wouldn't, you know, you just.
I don't know. What were you going to say?
It just seems more voluptuous.
Yeah, spit it out.
There's no way to compliment one without degrading the other, so I'm just.
You're just going to err on the side of caution. Smart move.
Yeah.
A rare smart play from Hooman.
Well,
give him a point.
For once.
You got a point, Hooman. You might get a small blue motorboat now. I'm not sure.
I just marked him down for one. There's one volcano in the world that doesn't have red or orange lava. The lava from the Kawai Ijen volcano in Indonesia is bright blue.
Wow. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I got to look it up because...
Is that a heat thing? You know how some flames burn blue?
Maybe there's a guy with food coloring like right there where the thing flows. And I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it's like a certain algae or something that, you know.
Could be. Did you find
some
it?
Some kind of bio.
Yeah, hold on.
Blue. I'm
pulling up a video.
How amazing.
Lava.
It's amazing.
Oh, boy. It's like white blue flame. That's incredible.
I like it.
What's up with that?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm actually... I don't want to watch that.
Why not?
Where is
too
this?
Too fiery.
Indonesia.
Oh, look at it right there, though.
What is that?
I like it.
Blue lava, everyone.
How strange.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. Oh, this is it. Attention, very important. Did you guys not get the news from the briefing? Stay away. Do not go north. Stay off the roads.
Yeah, we're saying that. Uzi specifically picked a place.
Yeah,
talk to them ahead of time. Had a plan.
Are you guys going to talk about Survivor, says 510?
Oh, geez, I forgot all about it.
I printed something out right now.
The Survivor virgins.
I know. The door. The boy's a virgin, too?
I don't remember hearing that, but then...
Is the mongoose a virgin?
The bellhop?
Yeah.
He would be the likely suspect if you were going to...
I don't recall
ask
them
me.
Having said anything about this. This real cute blonde girl, and she's like in love with this dude, and he's like secretly in love with her too.
Well,
and
that ended quickly.
Well, he's a dummy.
But it's already over, right? Well, I mean,
I think she's still into him. But...
She was into it, and then he made one move, and she's
and
like,
she's all,
I can't believe he didn't check with me. I'm like, okay. Well, that relationship's over.
Right.
He doesn't realize. He's supposed to check with the missus before he does things.
Yeah, he just doesn't realize she's the missus. That might
well,
be the problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. She needs to be a little more forward about her thinking.
Well, and then when she dropped that bomb, I'm like, yee.
Yeah. He doesn't know she's a virgin, right? Like, she hasn't had that conversation with him.
Well, if she told the camera, why wouldn't she tell him?
Because it seems like she has a hard time even talking to him.
Huh.
Like, she's all, hee hee.
Well, that's people who have crushes.
Yeah.
We've all been that person.
Yeah. Yep. Just can't imagine her, you know, getting that deep in a conversation where she's like, by the way, I'm a virgin.
Maybe it hasn't happened to you. And I am loquacious. I could talk to anybody, but there have been times where I'm chatting someone up and someone I like walks up and I'm like,
nope. Oh, cute.
Hey.
Well, suddenly you become very self-conscious of everything you say because you want that person to see you in a good light, and then immediately you've turned a bad light on yourself because you shut up and you're all...
I'm going to go. I'm choking. Why am I all of a sudden choking?
Yeah.
I can't even swallow spit now.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.